Patsy, is it fair for me to say a number of good results from a local point of view today?
Yes, indeed, and both at home and abroad. And the Roisin Flanagan, who's been troubled with injury for such a long time, she must be a happy lady because she made a journey to a place called Curtain, a small place really, in about 3 hours south of Helsinki this day, and she ran a very, very good 3,000 metres to win that international race there, and that's a big deal. And 22 seconds off her PB, she was sub-9 as well, which is for 3K, that's a big deal. And not only that, but it's a big boost for her. She's on the Irish team in the European Cup next week, running over 5. So she's going out there with a victory and injury-free. So that's a big deal for Roisin Flanagan from Finn Valley. And then our school athletes who were competing today for the Ulster Schools team, always a great honour in the Talton Games. And that was down in Carlow, an early start this morning for many of them. But the big news really was Harry McIlwain, who I mentioned here previously. He's a student at the Royal and prior in Rafoe. He's a Letterkenny AC athlete, and he had a great run on the 100 metres, 10.77, okay, a wee bit of a following wind, but a great victory. That'll put him on the Irish Schools team, of course, so well done to him, congratulations to him. He finished second then in a sub-22 second time in the 200 metres. There was nothing in it, but he got second in the end of, so he'll be running the 1 and the 200 metres in the International Schools for Ireland. So big deals for the Royal and Prior young fella there. Third places for two other Donegal athletes, Leo O'Gara from Terman, who competes out of Finn Valley. She finished third in the walk, so well done to her. Just missed out on that international selection, as did Pádraig McGettigan from St. Columbus to Norther. He finished third in the steeplechase, both coming home with medals, both with strong performances, but just that little bit short for international selection. But McIlwain is a story from the Talton Games. Well done to him, and we'll hear more of him as the season develops.
Thank you very much indeed to Patsy McGonigal. Patsy, we will be talking to you in the next few weeks as well. Patsy, just when we have you live here, is there any main events coming up, or is there any events that you'd like to plug over the next number of weeks?
Well, obviously, there's a squad of athletes in Tullamore tomorrow, young athletes, young Donegal athletes. There will be success there. And, of course, I didn't relate to it, but the big, big, big news this weekend, once again, is Mark Inglis. He ran an absolutely brilliant race last night in Paris, back in Paris, and once again, where he was for the Olympic Games. This time, the second fastest time ever by an Irish athlete, and his is the fastest, of course, so he's in good shape. Now, what happens next? Well, I kind of figured out that we talked it through, and basically he's off to the mountains in Spain for about a month now to train again. So the racing's over for a period of time, because you see, I made the point previously, Kieran, that the World Championships this year are in September. That's a long, long haul to September. There's no way you would race. So booked in, ready to go, train at altitude at Granada in Nevada, in the Sierra Nevada mountains, and total focus for the next month in the mountains.